Out to Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beat buzzing with you today. One last shot at Gypsa in just a moment.
You gotta be there. The 17th annual Tulsa Farm Show happens December 10th, 11th, and 12th at the Quick Trip Center on the Tulsa State Fairgrounds in Tulsa. The Tulsa Farm Show is the premier farm show in this region. A lot of familiar venues are back for another year, including Gentle Horse Training with Craig Cameron, cattle equipment demos, and hundreds of exhibitors offering their goods and services, products that can improve your bottom line. Admission and parking are free. The 17th annual Tulsa Farm Show, December 10th, 11th, and 12th. Hope to see you there.
Producers Cooperative Oil Mill, with 64 years of progress through producer ownership. They've been involved for decades with cotton producers and gins across our region as they've crushed the cotton seed and marketed the products. Now they've gone beyond cotton seed. They're now crushing sunflowers and canola, among other crops. Call Brandon Winters, 405-232-7555, for more information on the oilseed crops they're crushing. Producers Cooperative Oil Mill, proud sponsors of our daily email. Today, Monday, November 22nd, the last opportunity for you to submit comments, pro or con, on the so-called GPSA rule, the rule that has been promulgated by that particular agency with USDA that would, according to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, mean a major revision in how we market livestock in this country. According to Rob Murphy with Informa Economics, the issue for the beef industry boils down as much as anything to whether or not USDA keeps in the part of the GPSA rule that has to do with competitive injury or not.
I do believe that's the case because so much of the response that we expect industry participants to have is because of the fear of litigation. And so if you could remove that, I think they're doing a lot. They're planning a lot of changes, just on the chance that they could come under a legal exposure because of this rule. So if you could remove that threat from them, I think that you would mitigate a lot of these impacts. Not all of them. There certainly would still be cost, but the lion's share of costs would not be there anymore.
So this is kind of the subjective part of the cost, because the proponents of the rule say this isn't going to happen. The opponents say this is a major concern.
You're correct. I think that the truth is probably somewhere, you know, where there it's not going to not happen. It's not, I don't think, is a reality. I think it's more likely that we will have a response, and it will be significant. Actually putting a number on it is a really difficult task, knowing where that's going to fall out. I can guarantee you, though, that there will be movement within the packers to limit legal liability, whatever that might be. If that means that they've got to move to carcass-based pricing, they sense that, they perceive that to be a risk, they will. Until they get more clarity, I think the response on their part is better safe than sorry. And so you may see actually an overreaction. You get things happen in the industry that maybe really didn't need to, because we didn't have any good clarity on what their exposure is.
Rob Murphy with Informa Economics. Now, I'm talking with Chandler Keys in recent days of JBS Swift. He doesn't think that necessarily we'll see a lot of the current value-added programs go away, but he believes the chances of finding the next great program, like a certified Angus beef of the future, is going to be greatly limited if this rule is put in place as currently written. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Aloha. Ron Hayes here, inviting you to join my wife and I on an adventure in the Hawaiian Islands, January 18th through the 27th. We'll enjoy warm sunshine, dramatic scenery, and deluxe resort hotels on the islands of Oahu, Hawaii, and Maui. Our tour also includes several ag highlights, including the largest cattle ranch in Hawaii, the Maui Tropical Plantation, and Monsanto, Hawaii. For more information, call 1-800-826-2266 or log on to holidayvacations.net, keyword Ron. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.